This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Two Venezuelan men will do short prison stints after being swept up in a federal sting operation in Arapahoe County. CPR's Allison Sherry reports a federal judge declined requests for harsh sentences.
The two men are the first to be sentenced in a sprawling indictment revealed last year that had some 30 defendants and was billed nationally by prosecutors as a crippling of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. So far, the indictment has mostly resulted in plea deals. On Tuesday, a federal judge sentenced two men ensnared in the sting operation to half of the prison time sought by federal prosecutors. The men's defense attorneys say they were caught up in the sting because they were poor and desperate after immigrating legally to the country. One man was sentenced to time served, and another will serve another 18 months or so. Both are then expected to be deported. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Lakewood voters have strongly rejected a slate of housing policies put in place by their city council. The ballot question is just the latest fight over housing policies across the state. Lakewood's ordinances would have allowed duplexes and quadplexes throughout the city, as well as changed rules for new apartment buildings. Council members said the changes were needed to make Lakewood more affordable and to comply with new state laws. But opponents of the policies argued they would change the character of Colorado's fifth largest city. Preliminary results show the repeal side winning by a 2-to-1 margin. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.